"I've been waiting for you," she said, tilting her head, locking her eyes with his, and saying everything in her gaze. His breath stopped short at the way she looked at him, so guileless. He never thought he'd been waiting for anyone. Given the walls he'd erected and the foundation of privacy he built his life on, he never imagined he'd be captivated this quickly. But Sophie had him bewitched, from her beauty to her spirit to her wide open heart. Maybe he had been waiting for her. His muscles tightened. Something that felt like fear raced through him. The fear of feeling something. But God damn it, he did not want to think about matters of the heart. The physical was much easier. The physical paid better dividends. He walked behind the car and then opened her door, offering his hand. "Get out of the car and show me," he said, issuing a command. "Show me how you look in my gift." Sophie's eyes widened and she unhooked her seatbelt in 1 second. Damn, this woman loved to be told what to do, and he loved being the one to do it. He tugged her out and spun her around, lining her back against his front. Sex. Contact. Connection. He needed it to wipe his mind of all the dangerous little details he kept locked up. He moved her body closer to the hood of the car. He tested the metal with his palm. Warm, not too hot. "Bend over." She placed her hands on the hood and flattened her back. My God, she took orders like a dream. "Raise your skirt for me." She reached a hand behind her and grabbed the orange hem. She lifted it up and a groan ripped from his throat when he saw her in the panties he'd bought for her. The hottest item of clothing in all of creation. "Nothing has ever looked better on any woman in the world," he said, as he fell to his knees in the dirt and pressed his face against her rear. He flicked his tongue through one of the crisscross sections that exposed her creamy white flesh, and she gasped. He gripped her cheeks in his hands, squeezing her as he smothered her barely covered bottom in kisses. Oh, the things he wanted to do to her. The things he wanted to touch her with his tongue, fingers, and his cock. Lick her, touch her, fuck her, and taste her. His dick throbbed in his pants, begging to be set free, to be inside her gorgeous body. "They were made for you," he whispered as he worshipped her ass with his lips, and she squirmed under his touch, rocking her body back into him. He licked the outline of one of the diamonds, flicking the tip of his tongue over her skin, and she moaned his name. "I bet you're soaked right now," he said in a hungry voice. "I bet you're right," she answered in between erratic breaths. The world around them was dark and quiet. There was only the slightest rustle of an evening breeze. They were all alone on the turnout at the side of the road, and he was going to fuck her good and hard. He slid his fingers between her legs and groaned when he felt how damp she was. Nothing was better in the entire universe than when a woman responded to a man like this. Her body told him everything, from the way she stretched her arms, to how her belly pressed flat to the metal, to how her ass was raised in the air, the skirt all bunched up by her hips. She wanted him. She gave herself freely, and he was utterly consumed with a deep and potent longing for Sophie. He intended to fuck her, but with his face so close to her sweet centre, he decided on an appetizer first. "Don't move," he said, as he pulled the panel off her panties to the side. Keeping her in place would keep him in control of his ravenous desire that raged inside him. "Stay still as I eat you." "I won't move," she answered, digging her heels into the ground. He stared between her legs where she glistened. His breath came fast as raw desire overtook him. "You're so fucking delicious," he said, then licked. She trembled and sighed sexily. The most enticing sounds floated from her lips as he licked her sweetness. Her clit was as hard as stone under his tongue, and with each flick she trembled but remained still. She'd taken his order to heart and hadn't moved an inch. She followed directions like a perfect student, and she tasted like heaven on earth. He buried his face in her slickness, his hands gripping her luscious ass as he devoured her. She flooded his tongue and moaned her pleasure. "I'm so close, Ryan. I'm so close. Can't I please move? Please." Oh, hell, it was like a direct line of desire to his cock. He ached to fill her. That simple word spurred him on, making him want her even more. Yes, he said roughly, and then gave her an order. You have permission to fuck my face now. She followed it to the letter. He continued his assault on her pussy with his lips, thrusting his tongue inside her head as she rocked into him madly. She went from frozen to frenzied in no time. Her thighs tensed, and as soon as she felt her quiver, he slid a finger inside her. Her soft walls clenched around him, and she cried out into the night as she came on his tongue, his lips, and his chin. She tasted divine, absolutely intoxicating all over him. And he was hooked on her taste, her scent, her body, everything. He lapped up her wetness as the aftershocks moved through her. He placed a palm on each thigh, steadying her as he kissed the backs of her legs, then lapped up a bead of wetness that had slid down her skin. He stood up and raked his eyes over the gorgeous sight of her bent at her waist, soft and warm from her first orgasm. I'm just getting started, beautiful. There's so much I want to do to you. She looked at him and smiled, a tipsy grin that made his heart pound and his dick ache. Rabid desire raced through him again, and the need to take her overwhelmed him. Her feet were planted on the ground. He nudged the inside of her right leg with his foot, then kicked her legs open wider. Spread your legs for me, he instructed, and she inched her feet apart into a more perfect V. His fingers travelled along her spine and up her neck to her hair, grabbing it, turning her so she looked up at him. Her eyes were hazy and full of lust that matched his. Do you have any idea what you do to me? He asked harshly. I think I do. You are under my skin, he whispered, as he kept her pressed against the warm hood with one hand, and then slinked his other hand down to her waist and unfastened the slim orange belt. And in my head, he continued, as he snapped the belt free. And I can't fucking stop thinking about you. I can't stop either, she said, and in a flash he'd wrapped the belt around her wrist, knotting it, twisting it, and tying her hands together with her own accessory. She allowed him, offering up her wrist to be bound. She was a willing hostage. That turns me on even more, he growled into her ear, as he stretched her tight arms along the silver hood. Tying me up? Yes, he said, pressing his erection against her ass. But what makes me rock hard is the way you let me, the way you want me to, the way you give your body to me, he said as he grabbed a condom from his pocket, unzipped his pants and pushed down his briefs. Take me, she said, meeting his eyes as she lay vulnerable and completely open to him, her face on the side of her car, her body ready for him.